Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I need some good news, baby. Feels like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me. I need some good news, baby. Cause all the world's gone crazy. I need some good news, baby.
All right, so if you listen to this program with any regularity, you know Marty and I love this segment. We do not discriminate. We get good news from all around the world. This local story, though, I love this. I think it's wonderful and magical when children get involved. And I want to bring up Sydney and Maeve right now. I want to introduce you to them. This is Maeve Shaughnessy and Sydney Bircher. Did I say the names right, ladies?
Yes, you did.
Yay! All right, so you're 12 and 13 years old. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and you sound like you're 30. You seem very, very smart and very focused. And I want you to tell everybody who's listening, you started a nonprofit organization. Why?
Well, we started we started it in honor of our grandparents. Oh. My grandfather died in the year 2000. So I did not get to meet him, but I hold him very near and dear to my heart. And he died in the year 2000 of ALS, and this has took a toll on my family, obviously never getting to meet him. And Maeve's grandmother was living with ALS when we made this organization, and sadly passed away. And it was very heartbreaking to both of us, and we decided that we're not going to stop until this disease is brought to justice and we end this disease.
I love you. Sydney, you're so sweet. Maeve, tell me, so how did you come up with this idea of ALS Kids? Is that the whole notion of your nonprofit?
Yes, that's correct. So in May of 2015, we launched our business, ALS Kids. But prior to our launch party, we went through a program through school called Be the Boss, where we created our business. They helped us launch our website, ALSKids.com, make our business cards, and just start the foundation to what would later become ALS Kids. And we were given this opportunity, and whenever we found out the connection that we had with each other, we took it upon ourselves to make it something bigger. And now here we are today.
Hey, Sydney, it's interesting that you should say you have a connection with your grandfather, although you never met him. I find it interesting because young folks, not to be hateful against young folks, they have a very difficult time connecting with seniors as it is. How do you connect? Is it the way you were raised? How do you have such a connection?
Well, my family loves stories, and we have lots of stories during Christmas and all these different holidays. And there's many pictures, and when I am seeing these pictures, I think of how great this man was.
Aww.
And I know young kids don't usually realize that these people had such an impact in others' lives.
Aww.
But I understood this from my mother, who obviously was his daughter, and she very much she loved him very much. And hearing these stories about him it makes me persevere through hard times when making this business, to go further in life and, kind of get closer to him in a sense,
though
I never met him.
Of course.
It makes me feel closer to him and understand what he went through, and seeing May's grandma go through this, I can, feel closer to him. And I think of when we defeat this disease, I hope that he would be proud of me.
Of course he would. Let me ask you both this. What do you know about what Lou Gehrig's disease does to the body?
Well, we know that it takes away all of the muscle capability over time, and that from me watching my grandma, I lost her, lose the ability to walk, speak, eat her food, just do day-to-day things that I think most people take for granted.
Yes.
So I know that it just robs a person of their ability to do so many things.
Devastating, devastating. And so ALS Kids, the mission is to do what? Obviously, you're trying to raise money, but how are you doing that, and where will that go?
Well, we started at the foundation, a basic yard sale. And then as we progressed, we got bigger and bigger. We've had two mini golf tournaments. On April 28th, it's going to be our third annual 5K run walk. We've done an online auction. We've done the CEO soap. We were actually asked to do that. And then we also did collecting pennies and jars, change for a change.
Oh, my gosh. And how much have you guys raised?
We've raised $25,000 in three almost 3 days.
What? I need to hire you people. Holy moly. That's insane. That is life-changing money. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So how do people want to get involved? If they do want to get involved, how do they find you? And are you a nonprofit? Are you a 501c3?
Yes. We are a nonprofit, and we do this out of the goodness of our heart. You can go to ALSKids.com for more information, and that's where you'll find all of our past events and our upcoming on April 28th.
Sign me up, ladies. Hey, Maeve, how does a young lady, does this help you to handle the death of your grandmother better, to know that you're turning?
Yes. This helped me immensely through it, because after we... 2 weeks after she passed away, we got the email that we were Volunteer of the Year Awards through our local ALS chapter, and that helped me to really cope with it, because knowing that she was with me that day really got me through the day, and knowing that she's with me every step of the way throughout this journey has helped me immensely and changed my life.
Wow. I am absolutely blown away by you young ladies. Now, do you go to St. Edmund's Academy? Is that right?
Yes, we do.
So you're in Squirrel Hill. You're neighbors of mine. It's a wonderful school. Obviously, you have wonderful parents. This is Maeve Shaughnessy, Sydney Burchard. They've started ALS Kids. You can find out more information at ALSKids.com. Ladies, it is people like you who make this world a better place, and I am so honored that you are a Good News segment today. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, girls. Keep it going.
Oh, golly. Wow.
Makes you feel lazy.
Should I tell him I have a... I know, right? Don't you feel worthless after
that?
Time
to get it together
here. What the heck have I done? Should I have mentioned that I have a 13-year-old son?
Here we go.
And he lives
nearby.
She's
snow plowing or setting up? I don't know which. Helicopter, slow plow, or matchmaking?
I'm matchmaking.
Good stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.